Lionel Messi has decided his next move. Argentina's World Cup winner has confirmed he's joining David Beckham's Inter Miami. The 35-year-old told Spanish media that he's going to the Major League Soccer side, but still needs to finalise the deal. Messi, who announced last week he was leaving Paris Saint-Germain, said Barcelona's financial issues ended any hope of a return there. He also turned down a big-money move to Saudi Arabia's Al Hilal. It'll be the first time Messi has played outside of Europe. Well, for more on this, let's go live to Miami now to speak to football broadcaster and Major League Soccer commentator Juan Arango. Juan, Messi then, as I mentioned, has given this interview to the Spanish media explaining his decision. What did he have to say?
Hey, how are you? Look, I mean, it's basically simple. He said he didn't want to go through what he went through 2 years ago when he ends up going to Ibiza on vacation and finds out that Barcelona is not going to continue their relationship with him. He wanted to have a better, more family time, I guess you could say. He wanted to be more with his family, with his wife, with his sons, and be able to have a different quality of life. And I guess kind of get away from the spotlight a little bit to a certain extent, but knowing that there will be a full spotlight on him nonetheless, being in Major League Soccer and being the face of Major League Soccer going into the next couple of weeks and in months, all the way to when his contract does end, the 2 year plus 1 year option that he does have available until 2026. So, yeah, there's been a lot of things that he talked about. He didn't want to see other players reducing their salary for the effort of him having to come in. And he just wanted to, like I said, have a different change in his life. He wanted to see his life go in a different route in his career as well.
And Juan, what can you tell us about the deal on offer from Inter Miami?
Well, as I said before, it's a 2 year deal with a 1 year option. If he does exercise that 1 year option, he would end up being in Major League Soccer until 2026, December of 2026, may I be more precise. And of course, that would be after the World Cup would be played here in the United States, Mexico, and Canada. As far as the numbers, they've been talking about anywhere between $40 and $50 million a year. But it's not just the $40-50 million a year that's the attractive part. It's also a percentage of the TV rights from Apple TV. It's also Adidas being able to chip in terms of revenue. He would end up getting a percentage of that as well. He would also get a percentage of ownership of Inter Miami. And of course, if you start seeing the complex, if you start seeing some of the resources that the team does have at their disposal, it's a world-class organization from that end. Now, he does have challenges on the field, knowing that he will be going into a team that is in last place in the Eastern Conference, that has about three or four players that are below 20 years of age, a very inexperienced side, a team that has competed but hasn't been able to get results. And of course, there's rumors of players coming in, such as Leandro Paredes, Angel Di Maria, amongst many others. Luis Suarez has also been mentioned as well. And of course, the potential of having Tata Martino reunited with him, as they are looking for a coach, and he is the top candidate at the moment.
And Juan, as you mentioned about the U.S. co-hosting the next World Cup, how could Messi's move impact that?
Well, for starters, it would be a last dance. I remember we were in Qatar, or I was in Qatar a few months ago, and they were talking about that. Now, 4 years later, that would end up being the conversation at 39 years of age. Not only that, of course, the World Cup is something important, but it's also the activations of his brands. And also, he would end up being the face of Argentina's new training complex in Miami. Yes, the Argentine FA is going to have a training complex where they're looking for youngsters to develop and maybe even start looking into the under 15s, under 17s, and under 20s as far as reinforcements and players abroad. And also, it would end up being Argentina's training camp for that 2026 World Cup if all things do end up working out.
Juan, I'm sure all eyes will be on Miami in the next couple of days, seeing how this one unfolds. Mm-hmm. Juan Arango there, football broadcaster and Major League Soccer commentator. Thank you for your time.